You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, special thank you to the sponsors who support this podcast. I'm talking about the guys at Charkey. If you love gluten-free, healthy snacks that are nitrate-free, check out Charkey.love. It's a whole new type of jerky made in the Peruvian style to keep it chemical-free and tasting great. Just go to http://charkey.love to try one of their three delicious flavors. Also, if you have a drone that's broken, check out our friends at unmannedsas.com/droneu for $29.95. They will diagnose your broken drone, and if you elect to get it fixed with them, they'll give you $20 back to fixing it, and you'll probably have your drone back within a few weeks because they are located here in the U.S. Again, that's unmannedsas.com/droneu. Hey everyone, and welcome to another incredible show of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. This is episode number 540. As always, we are really glad that you're choosing to hang out with us.
Yes, we are really happy that you are choosing to hang out with us. And today we have a very interesting show talking about the numbers behind licensed pilots, how many people are insured, and what we can really, we're trying to get the best look possible on the environment and the commercial environment around drones. And how many people are really operating illegally? How many people are really operating legally? It's a good question, and we feel like we've figured out the way to determine the reality of the environment. We fly in today. So very excited to have you here. If you have a question, go to askadroneu.com. But Rob, why don't you go ahead and play that funky question?
Cookies! Hi, Paul and Rob. The Cookie Monster would like to know how many 107 certificates have been handed out by the FAA. One more question. Do you like cookies?
I love cookies.
I was going to say the same thing. What's your favorite cookie?
Double chocolate chip.
Double chocolate chip. All right. My favorite would be oatmeal chocolate chip with pecans.
Oh, okay. We're getting really crazy.
Well,
all right, here's
you know
my...
what? People might send some, so I want them to know exactly what to send.
I like the black chocolate chip cookies. So like they're a black cookie.
It's like chocolate within chocolate. It's smothered with chocolate is what you're saying.
Which is funny because I really don't like chocolate outside of in chocolate chip cookies.
No kidding.
Yeah, I hate chocolate cake. Hate cupcakes.
How
Not
interesting.
I send the cupcakes out to everyone. They love them, but I hate them.
Interesting. So yes, we do love cookies and we love your questions.
We do. All right. So I looked up the official stats because I want to make sure we give you the best and most recent information. It's really hard to determine exactly how many pilots have been given certificates, but I pulled up the most recent report from the FAA, which showcases the certificates given out in 2016. As you know, it's March 8th.
8th, yes.
That we're recording this, probably March 16th or so. This is coming out. And as of 2016, there were 20,362 pilots with certificates. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. That's probably more than I would have guessed.
It's about 4K more than the last thing that I heard. I saw Bloomberg put out that there were 24,000 pilots. There's no way to substantiate if there's 24,000. The only official number on the books for the government is 20,362. But we wanted to ask the question of, can we really determine how many pilots are operating illegally versus legally? And this is when Rob and I put our heads together. It didn't quite work because I have hair and he doesn't. But for a while, we were having an epic brainstorming session. Thank you for that. And when we had this epic brainstorming session, we thought to ourselves, how can we figure out how many illegal operators there are? We know one thing for a fact. The FAA does not require insurance. So insurance is independent or mutually exclusive. Is it mutually exclusive of a certificate? Like you can have insurance and not have a certificate.
Right.
You can have a certificate and not have insurance.
Right.
Okay. So mutually exclusive. That being said, we figured, well, a lot of pilots can't get jobs unless they're insured. I mean, even when I go around, people are like, can I see a certificate of your insurance? Sure. Yeah. So we were like, well, maybe we can figure out how many pilots are operating commercially by how many pilots have insurance.
Okay.
So I called around. I reached out to Costello Insurance. I reached out to Global Aerospace Insurance. I reached out to our new guy, Joe, that we hope to affiliate with on insurance. And I reached out to Terry Miller, the owner of Transport Risk Management. Mm-hmm. Terry has been doing this longer than anyone. He was the guy in the beginning. I mean, literally, my first policy, I think it was in 2013, was from him. 2012, 2013, yeah, it was from him. And I reached out to them. Global Aerospace refuses to give us the numbers. I even asked Joe and two other brokers to reach out to Global, and the insurance brokers and underwriters were given very specific instructions to not give out those numbers to anyone.
Really?
That is a red flag for me. That's like, boom, 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 we're on the right track.
Well, but what does a red flag say? What do you mean? Why is that a red flag?
Well, why would the insurance companies care so much about how many policies they have?
Do you think they're giving policies out to people that don't have 107s?
Yes,
is that what you're concerned
absolutely.
About? It's interesting because the transport risk guys, like, I mean, it was like 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
And you had the information.
Boom. Yeah, no, Terry's the man. So he's also, in my opinion, the king of data on this industry. So
apparently.
This is not the first time he's come out with all the good data. So, I mean, Terry is the guy who has the data. Anyway, when I asked Terry, okay, how many policies do you have? It was about 8,000 mm-hmm. current policies, but 6,000 policies that they had written an application but haven't been bound.
Right.
So if we combine those two, we're about 14,000 with just one broker of insurance. Just one. And I couldn't even count how many brokers were offering drone insurance. So we didn't even talk to Shan about how many policies he's written. I'm sure he's written a lot because of DroneU. So when I reached out to Global Aerospace to say, okay, well, how many policies, you know, do you guys have? No answer. We had the brokers call. They're instructed to not give out the answer. I haven't heard back from Costello Insurance, but if we have one broker from one state that has almost 14,000 policies without accounting for the other 49 states and territories, sorry, Puerto Rico, how many drone pilots are insured? Because I think that number would be substantially higher than the number of pilots that have certificates.
Yeah.
Even with Transport Risk Management's data.
If you just extrapolate that very loosely, the number gets pretty high.
Yeah, if you extrapolate that. So he's in Denver. So if we take all the cities that are the size of Denver and we were to multiply, if they had one broker, which most of these cities have five, if we were to take that number and multiply it, it would, I think, showcase how you should Google how many cities are the size of Denver so we can extrapolate very loosely.
The size of Denver, I don't know, say 25.
Okay, now multiply that by 14,000.
375,000.
That sounds like a whole lot more than 20,362 pilots with certificates, doesn't it?
Yeah, actually, that's probably too high. 14,000. Oh, wait, we said 25. No, that's probably about right.
Here, 350, I'll just 375. Go ahead, do the math right
something
now.
Like that.
You are the numbers guy, Rob, so I do loosely trust you.
Loosely.
14,000. Hold on.
Times 25.
But why don't we just take the number of confirmed policies? So 8,000 times 25. That's still 200,000, which means that the number of certificates vaguely represents, what, 10%?
Mm-hmm.
10%.
Yeah.
On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone U. Can't wait to hear your thoughts on this podcast. Make sure to leave a comment, leave a question, leave a review. I really want to hear what you guys think about this. Thanks.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.